Support for this show is brought to you in part by Constant Contact. If you own a small business, you know well that success is all about relationships. That's why Constant Contact's email marketing makes it easy to connect with new customers and stay in touch with the ones you already have. See how you can be a marketer with a free trial at constantcontact.com/podcast. Welcome to the Ziglar Show. This is episode 452. Today we hear a message from the legend of motivation and inspiration, the champion of personal development, Zig Ziglar himself. Today he walks us through some stats and reality of success in the workplace being highly dependent on the value of our relationships, even eclipsing our mastery of the job itself. The great news is it's something we can change immediately.
I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're what you are and where you are because of what's gone into your mind. You can change what you are. You can change where you are by changing what goes into your mind. You cannot become what you need to be by remaining what you are. If you can't take a huge step to begin with, take as big a step as you can, but take it now. That's the key. Take it now.
You can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want.
Today's a brand new day, and it's yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Kevin Miller, your host of The Ziglar Show, where we focus on the necessary personal development tools for your personal and career success, highlighting inspiration and motivation, which Zig has taught us is the fuel for everything else. In a culture of how to do, the Ziglar message is spreading like wildfire to address the first step, how to be. Well, folks, Ziglar headquarters is in Plano, Texas, a stone's throw from Dallas, and every month, select people gather there for Ziglar events, teaching, training, and equipping to not only radically change your life, but the lives of others. You can go to Ziglar.com and check out life-changing programs, many of which you can participate in online, and upcoming events. Those are the ones where you actually go to the headquarters and join the Ziglar family face-to-face right there. But we have more and more people attending those events who have cited this podcast, this show, as what ultimately motivated them to finally take a big step to take action and go participate. So thank you for all who did, and just encourage you to go check out Ziglar.com and see how you can get involved for your own benefit. Okay, so I've got a clip for you from Zig. It's about 9 minutes long, and he hits on four topics. Number one, the value of appreciating others. Number two, treating everyone like a VIP. Number three, expecting the best from others so you can get the best from them. And number four, treating everyone with care, and respect. But let me give you a caution here. This is not about merely being humanitarian of the year or Mr. or Mrs. Nice Guy. The point is teaching us how we can have far greater success in our life and work. And quite honestly, if you really pay attention to the message and then think about your own behavior, as I did when I listened to this, chances are you'll recognize and have to admit that the qualities Zig is espousing here are not up to par in your life. We could do better. But again, the great news is we can address this right now. We can take action today and tomorrow and immediately begin increasing and securing our success. So here is Zig, and then of course we'll spend a moment digging in to those four topics.
Let me plead guilty. One Saturday afternoon, several years ago, I was coming back from out-of-town trip. I stopped by the office to pick up my mail, and as I did so, Lisa Carpenter, who worked with us at that time, was walking out the door, and I said, "Lisa, what are you doing here on Saturday afternoon?" She said, "Well, I just came by to pick up the supplies I need for the training session I'm conducting this afternoon." All of a sudden, it hit me just like a ton of bricks. We had hired Lisa when she was still in school as a part-timer. She was a neat, pleasant student and a very bright worker. But I had, in all of my travels, I had not spent a lot of time talking with Lisa, and I had completely forgotten the fact that she was one of the most capable speakers and staff members we had. I had not, in my mind, kept pace with her growth. It's one of the most serious mistakes we make in management. That's one of the reasons that a lot of people go and seek greener pastures elsewhere, because they say, "Well, I cannot get recognition here and respect for what I'm doing." That's a very important point. Now, let me stress here, you treat people like you see them, and the way you treat them determines that relationship. A number of years ago, a young lady went to work for the Hilton hotel chain. She was doing quite well. She got word that Mr. Hilton himself was going to be a guest in the hotel the next day. She had never seen him, and so she was nervous and uptight. And she asked other clerks there, "Have you ever seen Mr. Hilton?" They had not seen him either. And she said but that he was going to be a guest in the hotel. And she got all uptight. She said, "Oh boy, I hope that I don't foul up if I'm the one who checks him in." Well, the next evening, she got a call from Mr. Hilton. He said, "You know, when I checked in this afternoon, you were so professional, you were so gracious, you were so friendly. I am so delighted to have you as a member of the staff." Now, the interesting thing is, she never knew that he had checked in. She had been treating everybody all day long. Every male that checked in, she thought, "Well, maybe this is Mr. Hilton." The thought hit me as I read that little example. Why don't we treat everybody like they're VIPs? Would it make a difference in the relationships we have with them? I think we all know the answer to that. Let me say that your happiness is determined more by the success of your relationships than any other single thing. I'll get into it later, but let me also say this. If you're not getting along well with the people who are important to you, you're one more miserable human being. Your relationships will have a direct bearing on your effectiveness on the job. They'll have a direct bearing on your health. They'll have a direct bearing on your happiness. They'll have a direct bearing on your hope and your security and every other thing. If the relationships are not going good, you start finding fault with everything you do. Now, you know, early on in the first session, we fitted you with a pair of glasses, and we've already learned that the way you see your business is going to play a major role in how effective you are in that business. In other words, your business is not out there. Your business is right here between your ears. And the way you see yourself has a direct bearing on how effective you are in your relationships, because if you can get along with you, then it's infinitely easier to get along with others. By now, you should be comfortable with the way you see yourself so you can easily adjust and properly see others. That's important because, again, the way you see them determines the way you treat them, and the way you treat them determines their performance. Now, nowhere is discipline more important than it is in the way we deal with people. You know, when you meet somebody who's rude and nasty and obnoxious, the inclination is so strong to bite back at them. But the future that you have in a lot of companies is determined by that relationship. According to executive recruiters, 7 people out of 10 who lose their job lose it because they do not have the right kind of relationships. There are personality conflicts. Now, basically, we live in a self-centered, I want to be me, I want to be free society. That's what everybody, you know, let it all hang out, let me express myself. Let me just insert a word here about the concept of freedom. A lot of the songs have the refrain, I want to be free. But you take the train off the tracks, it's free, but it can't go anywhere. You take the steering wheel out of the automobile, it's absolutely under the direction and control of no one, but it can't move. Think about it in this light. The sailor only has freedom of the seas when he or she has become an absolute slave to the compass. Until you're absolutely obedient to the compass, you got to stay within sight of shore. Now, once you're obedient to that compass, then you can go anywhere in the world the boat you're on will take you. When we become disciplined so that we do not utter everything that's on our mind, when we control our voice, then we can, in fact, have a better opportunity to get ahead in life. Do you respond to the way people treat you, or do you react to the way they treat you? I love the story of the Berlin Wall. When it was erected, there obviously with a lot of construction, you have, a lot of garbage and trash and so forth. The East Germans took a lot of that garbage and trash before the wall was sealed, and they hauled it over to West Berlin. Just dumped a huge dump load truck full of it. Well, the West Berliners got pretty unhappy about that. They decided they were going to load up a dozen truckloads of garbage and haul it back. But wiser heads prevailed, and they got together a huge truckload of food and medicine and blankets, and they sent it back across with a little note. Each gives what each has to give. What do we return? What is in it for us, you might ask? Let me tell you what happens when we adopt the kind of attitudes I'm talking about. According to Norman Scheidel, a group becomes a team when each member is sure enough of himself or herself and one's contribution that they can praise the skill, abilities, and contributions of others. Again, back to the self-image. When you're comfortable with yourself, fear and prejudice goes right out the window.
Folks, Pro Flowers is supporting this episode of The Ziglar Show, and they have a fail-proof way to make us all look like pros for Valentine's or anytime. On top of their already low prices, right now you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Or upgrade, and for $9.99 more, you can get 2 dozen long-stemmed assorted roses with premium vase and chocolate. So just go to proflowers.com. Use my code TRUEPERFORMANCE. Again, that's True Performance. You can pick your flowers and check out in 2 minutes. I mean, the folks at Pro Flowers, they sent me some so I could have a personal experience for this promotion. I got a box of absolutely perfect roses plus the vase. I drove home, put the flowers in the vase, and added a bit of water as I walked in, and my wife's jaw dropped. One, because I brought her flowers, but two, she went on and on about how quality they were. She's used to what I've brought home in the far past from the grocery store or wherever. Pro Flowers bouquets are guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. You can't beat the price and convenience at all. Pro Flowers takes care of the details. You just sit back and look awesome, as I got to last week. So go again, order. You can forget about it then. 2 dozen assorted roses with free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling, or upgrade for $9.99 more. You can get 2 dozen long stem assorted roses with premium vase and chocolate. Again, go to proflowers.com. Use my code TRUEPERFORMANCE. Well, so Zig begins telling the story of an employee where it dawned on him that he'd not kept track of, not appreciated and supported and utilized. So first, I, as always, appreciate his humanity. It should make us all feel some grace for ourselves and some hope. Grace, because even the king of positivity and encouragement and one of the greatest humanitarians of all time still got busy. Life happened, business happened, and he neglected a key employee, as he cited. But it also gives us hope because, as Zig likes to remind us, if he can do it, we can too, because he was just as faulty as the rest of us. In this, he takes away our excuses to not follow in his footsteps and go beyond is what he would desire. But here he took, again, an employee for granted to his own detriment. He realized it, corrected it, and then benefited in the future. So this is something, again, we can all do and emulate today. I think we can all think of people, if we stop, that we have in the past neglected, we have not appreciated, we have not supported. And hopefully we can think of some people right now. Though as I thought about that, I thought, you know, there's some people I would love to go back. It's been years even, and just shoot them a note of encouragement for what they did back then. Even if I think that I showed them enough appreciation, who would not like to receive something out of the blue that supports them, that lifts them up? That's what Zig would have us do, and that's what we'll all benefit from. Well, as in the message, Zig goes on, he talks of the many employees who leave jobs due to lack of respect and recognition. And chances are you've heard this, you know, this quote before, this stat. That's what people want most is appreciation above money and above benefits. Of course, we want those things, but he's talking about when we look at the reasons why someone left, it is seldom those things. Oh, I wasn't making enough money. I wasn't given enough benefits. I wasn't given yada, yada. It's that I was not appreciated. People can't endure that long enough. I have seen people go a lot longer not getting the money they think they deserve, but if they're well appreciated, they will stick it out for a long, long time. So chances are that you, like I, have heard this. Okay. This isn't the first time you've heard that. Yes, people want appreciation, but have you done anything about it as a result? That's what I asked myself, especially if you're an employee. It's easy to hear that and go, okay, that's a message for employers. They need to show appreciation. You can sit there as an employee and go, yeah, exactly. That's what I want. But I think this is something that Zig would say, this is something we all need to and can utilize for our benefit and the benefit of others. If you have a spouse, it's relevant. If you have kids, it's relevant. Of course, if you have employees, it's relevant. As a business owner, I also know it's relevant with my vendors. They can give me better service, better prices. They can cater to me a lot, and they like appreciation. Now, what if you are an employee, though? Your boss or your manager? Yes, as an employee, you can be the bigger person, or you can be the initiator. And again, you're doing this for your benefit. What your boss or manager wants most is appreciation, and that's something that you can give and you can benefit from. I mean, this takes us back to Zig's foundational quote. You can have everything in life you want if you will just help other people get what they want. And what do those other people want? Appreciation. So you can give it to them, again, for your own benefit as well as theirs. And folks, on this, I'll admit, I think some of you guys will relate. This is not a natural inclination of mine to just vocally affirm and give appreciation to people. I actually think thoughts of gratitude and appreciation for others a good bit, even my kids. And then I'll realize that, oh my gosh, I am more of a thinker than a talker, and I can go forever not actually speaking it. And I can easily bypass the chance to tell people, which makes it irrelevant then if I don't let them know. This is the habit I have to prompt myself to do. I will say, though, that I do utilize the form of communication I like most, which is writing, and I do tend to do it more there. Whichever way, the point is doing it, not just thinking it, but actually doing something about it. I mean, with my current employees, I'll still go for a while, often realize, gosh, I'd missed it. And my partner and I both, neither of us are dramatically great at this. And so sometimes we'll plan a lunch. We have one next week. We'll plan a lunch and just take intentional time and really acknowledge them. And again, as a guy who likes to write, I probably find a reason every quarter or so to gift them with something and include a card. It could be their birthday. It could be out of the blue. It could be a holiday, whatever the reason. But I'll tell you, I've gotten some of the most heartfelt thank yous of gratitude from those cards and words of appreciation that they can then hold on to. And what you realize is how lacking people are in their lives of actually receiving encouragement and support. I think I'm fortunate in my own life that I do get that, but there's nobody that does not need more. And there's an awful lot, especially for those of you who maybe are in a place where you do get some, you've got to realize that the majority of people do not get it. It's not because they don't warrant it. They just may not be in a social arena where it is given out. They may be somewhat isolated or just in a place where it's just not the norm, unfortunately. And you've got to realize when you do that, it is gold in somebody's life.
I live high up in the Rocky Mountains where the air is clean and fresh as possible, but then I step indoors and I'm breathing in untold amounts of toxins and allergens from paint and carpet and cleaning chemicals and pets and furniture and appliances and mold and so on. Studies show the indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air anywhere you are, and in some places it's 100 times worse than that. Well, the solution is to get an air purifier, and Air Doctor is just the best out there. It filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen and pet dander and dust mites and mold and even bacteria and viruses, so your lungs don't have to try to do that. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com. You can use the promo code Kevin, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So to get the special deal, go to airdoctorpro.com. Use promo code Kevin.
Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com.
Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin.
Well, Zig's next story was about the girl who worked at Hilton, and she was hoping to impress Mr. Hilton, who was told to he was going to be checking in the next day. She didn't know what he looked like, so she just treated everyone like it could be him all day long. Brilliant analogy. And Zig asked, why don't we treat everyone like a VIP? It's interesting. One of the things that drew me to Zig Ziglar as a youth. So my dad, many of you guys have heard him, Dan Miller, 48days.com, who's been on the show many times, and I was privileged to have him teach me up in with his own wisdom and the wisdom of a lot of people. Zig Ziglar was at the top of the list, and we got to go to a lot of the seminars, a lot of the big arenas where all the big names would come speak. And I got to be behind the scenes, folks. So you name the big names back then in Zig's prime time when you'd go to those events and there's 30,000, 50,000 people. Well, my dad would connect with people there and we would often volunteer to help them sell product. Okay, that was the thing. They'd get up there on stage, they were paid their speaker's fee, but then they were selling thousands and tens of thousands of dollars of product at the back after they spoke. They would drive people to that. So we'd volunteer. Well, through that, I got to go behind the scenes with a lot of these huge names. So here I am as a kid. I know these names. Some of them are huge celebrities, and I got to go behind the scenes. Well, what happened out of that, and it's one of the reasons I'm sitting here today, Zig Ziglar was the same guy behind the scenes as he was on stage. He looked you in the eye. He cared. You thought he was you were the only guy in his presence. He was so authentic and so real. That's what made him I think at the top of the list, the paramount guy of that time. And now why his name is the voice of inspiration, motivation, the brand of trust today that it is. I saw other people whose names I won't name. But they were on stage, big celebrities, and behind the scenes, they weren't the same person. They did not treat people so well. They did not give them the respect that they deserved. And it was very daunting as a kid to see that, very disappointing to see that. And I later came, as I grew up and got into business, and I later came to pay real attention, and I do this today, at restaurants. That's where you end up, you know, in kind of a real life scenario with other people. And I've been at meals with a lot of influential people. I'm grateful that I get to do that now. And it's eye-opening to watch them and see how they treat servers. And there's some that treat them like royalty. I saw Zig do that at his favorite restaurant across the street from what's now the old Ziglar headquarters. And he treated them like it was his family. And yet others, and I do this today, sometimes it'll be leaders of big ministries, pastors, leaders of big organizations, authors, experts, authorities. And they treat the servers like servants even. And it's, again, very disappointing, but that's what Zig's talking about. Why don't we treat everybody like a VIP? Because the point is, what goes around comes around. What we sow is what we reap. As Zig likes to say, what we put out is what we get back. Before we get into Zig's next couple points, I want to thank ZipRecruiter for sponsoring this episode of The Ziglar Show. So as we have so many business owners in the Ziglar audience and just leaders in your organization, if you hire people, you know you need quality team members. And do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place is just not enough to find quality candidates. I know I've gone through that hassle. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100+ job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, Ziglar listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. I want to take you real quick through some quotes that Zig threw out to us. He said, "Your happiness is determined more by the success of your relationships than any other single thing." Wow. I mean, think about that and think about yourself and others. Think of those in your life who are generally unhappy, not real bubbly folks. How are their relationships? And those who are happy, who seem to always have a joy and a spring in their step and their spirit, how are their relationships? I mean, to what Zig said, by far and large, he understood that people who are happy, who are joyful, who are hopeful, have healthier relationships. Don't we all want to be that? I mean, folks, I'm a people pleaser, admittedly. I don't function well in any arena where there are unhealthy relationships, not only between me and others, but even in my vicinity. The home front, as Zig is, he always talks about as the number one place, is number one for me, of course. Next quote, he said, "The way you see others determines the way you treat them, and the way you treat them determines their performance." Jeez, is that convicting and somewhat hard. When I allow myself to be critical of someone who deserves it in essence, sounds mean, but I mean, they did something wrong or they're being wrong. But when I'm critical of them, my treatment of them can't help but decline. And then so does their performance and treatment of me in return. So I'm in a sense spiting myself. If I want their best, I must treat them with my best, no matter what. I mean, this is what true respect is, not treating people according to their performance or behavior or our feelings about them, but treating them according to just the fact that they're a living human, that we are going to be best off on all fronts to treat them with respect, to treat them well. That's an easy one to say, an easy one to nod to. It's a difficult one to actually live out. And yet it's a strength, a discipline that we can all do, and it pays off in droves for everybody. Zig's next quote, 7 out of 10 who lose their job lose it because they do not have the right kind of relationships, personality conflicts. And I'd want to add, I think some that's often personality or relationship voids, not even just conflicts. I think many would say that, oh gosh, I'm nice. I don't have any conflicts with anyone at work, but which may be true. But there are many where I'd say, are there any relational bonds? If not, it's a void. That means there's no loyalty and we're not going to get any benefit. I think that's someplace where we can get caught up in. Matter of fact, I think we see often people fall on two sides in this topic. Those who do have good relationship skills and healthy relationships, and they may not do the best work, and they may lose their job and be frustrated because they are a good guy or gal that is likable and trustworthy, but it is a business. I mean, there is a bottom line. But on the other side, we often have those who focus on their skills and abilities and the job, period. And they don't put much thought and or effort into relationships. And this is, of course, far more common. I mean, you've got your college degree, you know the work, you're on time, you do a good job, maybe even a great job, but you don't have good relationships. You haven't put the effort into creating good relationships. I mean, there's enough competition in the workforce these days that to solidify your success, you need both. And in that scenario, I think that number one, the folks who may not be the best, but they have good relationships are generally going to win out in success in the workplace and in life overall. I mean, corporations these days, folks, are lamenting the younger generation, especially their lack of soft skills. I mean, type soft skills into a search engine. You'll be amazed by how much information that you get. But when you type it in, the first definition that I found was, it said that soft skills are personal attributes that enable someone to interact effectively and harmoniously with other people. Well, folks, soft skills are seldom taught at home. Were you taught them? Are you teaching them to your children if you have them? They're not generally taught at home. They aren't taught in grade school for sure, or college. Unfortunately, they aren't often, if ever, taught at church, because being nice can sometimes just be an absence of being mean. That's not engaging in soft skills and creating healthy relationships. You know, on this topic, I like to give resources whenever possible. One of the all-time best in this scenario is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. I don't know when it was written. It was a long time ago, and it's still on the bookshelves of your world leaders today. It's an unprecedented book. It's do yourself a favor and get it. I have a super old copy. I incentivize my kids to read parts of it. We talk about it a lot. It's incredible. Obviously, any Zig resource. I mean, Zig, this is a part of everything Zig does. If you're listening to the podcast, listening to his messages, you're getting a lot of this. I'd encourage you to get some of the books, get some of his audios, get deeper into Zig's materials, because this is at the heart of everything that he talks about, every message that he has. Well, Zig ends by making a commentary on our self-centered society. And as he talked, that might have been 20 years ago that he gave that message. Today, we have what many people are saying is a very entitled culture. Self-centered, but the label that we get, folks get, is very entitled, especially, again, with our younger folks, but also a culture that wants to be authentic. Authenticity is a big phrase right now, a big term, which I do understand and appreciate, but it has some dangers. And I want to end today by just hitting on that. If I don't like you, but I make an effort to reach out and be encouraging and nice, is that being unauthentic? Is that being fake? Is that acting? I have a 20-year-old daughter who has struggled with this in the past. In essence, and I'm paraphrasing, but she said, if I don't care admittedly about someone, I should, but if I just don't, putting on a front to be nice and cordial and caring, isn't that not being authentic and honest and just being fake and performing? Well, I understood it, and I don't want to be flippant about it, but for an analogy's sake, if a homeless person asks for money and I don't feel like giving it, should I or should I not if it's faking it? When my child wants to play or share something, I don't feel like it. And is it being kind anyway, or is it just performing, being fake? Or is it moving above my feelings to do what is best and right? And that's, I think that's what we're talking about here. We're moving above our mere feelings to do what is good and right and true. Biblically, Matthew 5 says, verse 46, and I use the New King James Version personally, says, "For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same?" And Luke 6, verse 32, says, "But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them." Interesting stuff to contemplate in our real day-to-day lives here and now. So I want to make one more call out here. In show 402, we interviewed Dina Dwyer Owens. She wrote the book Values, Inc., and she shared how her company does business as you should do it. Values first. They do the right thing. But they also made over $2 billion in 2016, surpassing their competitors by far. In that same perspective, or I would say reality, following Zig's advice here in today's message, building healthy relationships is the right thing to do, and it will support and help prosper your success better than a Harvard degree or pretty much anything. Well, folks, thanks for being in here with me, inspiring our true performance together. Look forward to being with you in the next Ziglar Show. We have a lot of entrepreneurs in the What Drives You audience, so I've got a podcast for you, The Side Hustle Show with host Nick Loper. Nick showcases how you can make extra money through stories and ideas of regular people who made it happen, and that's what I appreciate about the show. We so often hear about the unicorn ideas, and we don't hear the regular stories of regular people doing fairly regular things, like Shelly, who started a travel blog in 2020 and now brings in $50,000 a month, or Lenny, who started renting out mobility scooters, makes $3,000 a month. You'll hear stories of people reviewing Amazon products, washing windows, and you'll find inspiration from something that can work for you while you keep your day job.
Check out The Side Hustle Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app, or at sidehustlenation.com. You can actually answer a few short multiple choice questions at hustle.show and get a personalized playlist of the episodes that'll be most relevant to you. The Side Hustle Show.